9932 or go to avci.net/linklife.
Ira Reach was looking for a stop on the first possession of the second half. They did not get it. MCC strikes again for the fourth time of the day. 28-6 now, a 22-point lead for the Crusaders as we say hello to all of our listeners listening online worldwide. All the way from last week, we had listeners from Dubai. This week, Iowa is our first confirmed one here. Carol Hendrick, greetings from us at WLEW Sports. Carol is a former OLLH graduate from Harbor Beach back in the 70s. Of course, she connected on WLEW Sports on Twitter. Hand off to Griffin. Our kickoff from Griffin Seymour brought in by Devin Lemansky at the 13-yard line. Cutting down to the far sideline. Cuts back in and puts his shoulder down at the 25 and gets out to about the 26-yard line. First and 10 for the Pirates, right to left across your radio in the white jerseys. Brought down by number 35, Logan Helton.
MCC did a good job on that play of doing exactly what they needed to do, and that was drive the ball down the field, running the football, protecting it, and running precious time off the clock for Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach going to have to come out, and hopefully what they talked about is offense in there, getting the receivers open. They're going to have to score and score in a decent amount of time, too, to get back in this game.
Two wide each way. Shalke back to pass. He lets this one fly to Chris Keys and is nearly caught at the 40-yard line, but good coverage coming from over top. Number 30, Anthony Woodard, broke that one up as Chris Keys nearly brought it in. Woodard, of course, a little bit taller than Chris Keys and falls incomplete, second and 10. But I do like the aggressiveness of Harbor Beach's offense so far.
Well, I think the first interception Shelkey threw was simply the fact that when he read his receiver, he thought about it a little bit longer before he threw the pass, and that gave the Crusaders a chance to jump the route. In this case, he made a quicker decision, a better decision, and if the ball was a little bit lower, Chris Keys would have caught that pass.
Josh Shelkey on the pitch out to Devin Lemansky. He gets out to the 26 and maybe back to the original line of scrimmage, out to the 27, lunging forward somehow back to the original line of scrimmage, brought down by Lamar Jordan, the third, an interior linebacker, and brings up now a third down, 10 to go. First down markers at the Harbor Beach 37-yard line. They stand at the 27.
Well, it doesn't matter the score. Coach Shelkey will never give up on the running game, and credit to him for that. This case, the triple option goes nowhere. All three options covered, and Devin Lemansky doing all he can to get a yard or just get back to the line of scrimmage.
Josh Shelkey rolling to his right out of the snap, looking back to pass. Nothing there. Hessler lets this one fly, and this one's underthrown at the 42-yard line to Mitch Hearn. Falls incomplete. Also very good coverage from Tommy Scott there in the secondary of the Crusaders. Now Harbor Beach facing a fourth and 10 and will have to punt this one away with 6:45 left in the fourth, trailing by 22.
Yeah, just about the worst case scenario could happen for Harbor Beach. MCC gets down, puts a nice drive together and scores, and then you come up with a three and out, accumulating 0 yards on three plays and got to punt it away on fourth and 10. So giving MCC really good field position again.
Mitch Hearn stands at the 12-yard line. Away in the snap from Austin Ginther. It's up. The nice-looking kick is bounces across the 50-yard line, takes a Harbor Beach bounce across the 40, and rolls dead all the way down to the 37-yard line. Nice-looking punt there from Mitch Hearn from the 27-yard line, his own territory, down to the 37-yard line in MCC territory with 6:44 left in the third quarter.
Well, he does his job. Special teams getting their job done as they kick it across the 50 and going to at least force MCC to go 60-plus yards to try to get another score.
Muskegon had a time possession game, 13 minutes compared to Harbor Beach with 11 minutes in that first half so far. Coming out in the spread formation, it's a handoff right through the middle. Tommy Scott and Harbor Beach swarms to the ball. Number 81, Jason Gaffke with the first tackler on that one for no gain. Second and 10 now for the green and gold.
Well, MCC mixes it up a little bit, goes to a shotgun formation with the quarterback and Scott in the backfield alone, three receivers. Harbor Beach knowing that with this lead, it's going to be a run play, so spreading it out doesn't affect Harbor Beach at all, actually helps them out. And those defensive end can collapse on the run play, for no gain. So no surprise here. MCC back to the wing tee.
Martinez under center, handoff to Tommy Skye, trying to go on around the right end. He has a hole, and he's breaking free. One man to beat, Mitch Hearn to the 30-yard line, and he tripped up and brought himself down at the 28-yard line. A touchdown-saving trip from Tommy Scott brings himself down and moved the chains for MCC.
Yeah, Mitch Hearn had the angle on him. Tommy Scott knew it, so when he hit the brakes to try to cut around him and go up the field, a flat tire, so to speak, as he goes right to the ground and no traction at all. He wipes right out, so a little bit of a break there for Harbor Beach as they don't give up a score on that play, but you could bet back to the wing tee again.
35-yard pickup for Tommy Scott. That last one, he has the handoff again right through the middle, and he breaks out to about the 20-yard line, dragging Austin Ginther with him, as well as Josh Shelkey. Austin Ginther getting the credit there for an 8-yard gain for Tommy Scott, who now on the day has 224 yards on the day.
I think MCC tipping their cap just a little bit. When they run the wing tee with Tommy Scott on the left and their linebacker, Lamar Jordan, all the way on the right side, it's a run play to the right. Lamar Jordan is in there for a running play. 22 checks in. Wouldn't be surprised if it's a run to his way.
And Tommy Scott gets the handoff, breaks free to tackle in the backfield, but Harvey swarms to the ball at the line of scrimmage, actually pushes him back for a yard loss. Number 56 for Harbor Beach. Noah Kraft in on defense now. Picks up a tackle for a loss of a yard, brings up third down, 3 to go. Noah Kraft typically only playing on the offensive side of things, as in as a senior on the defensive line now.
Yeah, and can't blame him there, needing a spark on that defensive line, somebody to come in and try and make a tackle. Noah Kraft, by the way, just a junior, Clark, so getting good experience there, a guy that will be very important for their team next season.
Third and 3. Power ride to the left, hand off to Tommy Scott. He has the first down, down to the 15, down to the 10, spins out of that one, touchdown MCC as he dropped it across the end zone, but picked it back up in the end zone. Touchdown MCC, it's 34-6, the fifth strike of the day for the Crusaders, and they're blowing this one wide open here in the third with 4:18 left.
Actually, Josh Shelkey pokes that ball loose as he crosses the goal line, but it hops right back up into Tommy Scott's lap, so the touchdown is good, but a heck of a run. They go with an extra power eye. They have three backs in an eye line, and they hand it off to the last one. Of course, you guessed it, Tommy Scott, and he cuts back to the right side of the field, away from his blockers in Harbor Beach. Nobody there, nothing but pay dirt for the Crusaders. 34-6, excuse me, extra point on the way.
Griffin Seymour awaits the snap. Nice hold. This kick is up, and this one is through the uprights. The extra point is good. It's 35-6. A 29-point game in the third quarter with 4:18 remaining on the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
It's a big deal in sports when you achieve a personal best. It's the culmination of a lot of hard work. But the personal best that means the most is achieving your personal best in sportsmanship. It's a lifetime lesson. Follow the golden rule. So remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. Public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Catholic Central with two possessions in the second half, each resulting in a touchdown. It's now 35-6, Crusaders over the Pirates with 4:18 left in the third quarter from Alma, Michigan. Griffin Seymour getting his work cut out for him today as he's had plenty of kickoffs and extra points today. He's ready to kick this off from his 40-yard line left to right across your radio.
I think throughout the season, Clark, they score a lot of points. I think he gets his work in every weekend.
I think so. This one is with the win as back bounces at the 22 all the way down to Austin South at the 8-yard line. He picks it up. He's across the 20 and breaks free of one tackle. He's all the way out to about the 26-yard line, brought down by number 22, Blake Sanford, on the stop there on special teams. Harbor Beach will start their drive from the 26-yard line, according to the spot.
Yeah, Austin South, a decent return for what was a pretty good kick by the Crusaders, a low kick that bounces